The National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl, the new All-American quiz game which matches against each other the varsity scholars of two great American colleges. Tonight in Chicago, Northwestern University. And they're competing against Columbia College, Columbia University in New York. And here in Radio City is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello there, everybody. It's good to have you with us. You know, this is the first in an exciting new series of intercollegiate competitions. We're all set to find out just how much the varsity scholars of American colleges really know about any and everything. And we begin tonight with two great teams. They're all set, raring to go, so let's hear from them. With the Northwestern team out in the studios of WMAQ in Chicago is our studio referee, Charles Chan.
Hiya, Alan.
Hiya, Charles. How's the Northwestern lineup?
Well, here we go with...
Virginia Landwehr from Elgin, Illinois.
Frank Plout from Dayton, Ohio. Greg Shooker from Charleston, West Virginia.
Ruth Feldman from Evanston, Illinois.
That's the Northwestern team for the College Quiz Bowl, Alan, and they've got a great school cheering them on to victory.
Okay. Good to hear you out there in Chicago. Now let's go down to the WNBC studios in New York to meet the team of varsity scholars representing Columbia College, Columbia University. Bill Hanrahan's the studio referee for the Columbia team. How you doing down there, Bill?
Oh, we're set, Alan. The blue and white just about ready to go.
Okay, let's meet their team.
My name is Joe Wishy from Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Bill Scales, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Bill May from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Howard Talberg, New York City.
Well, there we have the Columbia team, and we're all set to go.
Okay, we've heard the teams, we've got the rooting sections going. It's Northwestern tonight against Columbia in this first game of wits to be played in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, Roger Tuttle, will you come in and explain how we play this quiz game?
Right, Alan. This quiz is set up to determine how much these varsity scholars know and how quickly they can call upon their knowledge. So, we have toss-up questions. This is the way they work. Alan Ludden asks a question, and the first team to signal its willingness to answer gets a chance to answer it. For instance, if Northwestern is first, you'll hear Charles Chan say Northwestern. While if Columbia is first, Bill Hanrahan will say Columbia. If the team which wins the toss-up question gives a wrong answer, the question then goes to the other team. And the team with the right answer will get a bonus question. Well, that's the way the game is played. Now let's play it.
Okay, are you ready, Northwestern?
Ready, Northwestern.
Okay, are you ready, Columbia?
We're all here, Alan.
Okay, here is the first toss-up question. Listen carefully. For 10 points, can you identify the famous baseball pitcher who was nicknamed the meal ticket? Nobody can take it? Okay, the answer to that is, of course, Carl Hubble. Carl Owen Hubble retired from active play with the Giants in 1943. Here's another toss-up question for 10 points. Give the name of the Secretary of State largely responsible for the open-door policy toward China.
Columbia.
Okay, Columbia.
John Hayes, I believe.
John Hayes. Okay, that's right. 10 points for Columbia, and for that, you get a bonus question. Now, here is your bonus question, Columbia. You're going to get 5 points each time you identify the following dogs in both fact and fiction. First dog, Checkers. Anybody in the Columbia team can identify Checkers? Nobody there?
Can't do it.
You don't remember the last presidential election when Vice President Nixon's family got a little dog named Checkers? That would have been worth 5 points if you remember that. Okay, do you remember a dog from fact or fiction by the name of Flush?
Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Cocker Spoodle.
That's right, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Cocker Spoodle. Who is that, Bill Scales?
No, that was Joe Wishy.
Joe Wishy. Where are you from?
I'm from Plymouth, Mass., now living in New York City.
Don't they have spaniels up in Mass.?
Yeah, but we don't have Chris programs very
often. Okay, here's another dog for 5 points. Can you identify this dog? The name is simply Nana.
It would be the nursemaid in Peter Pan.
You're so right. 5 more points for Columbia. Joe Wishy again, huh?
Yep.
Okay, here's one from fact or fiction. A dog by the name of Argus. A dog by the name of Argus. Anybody remember him? Think back to your early... All right, here's your cue. Here's your answer. You lost it there. The dog is Odysseus' dog who dies of old age and excitement when his master returns after 20 years absence.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go now with a toss-up question. Are you ready? For 10 points, both teams, for 10 points, name the famous discoverer of penicillin.
Columbia.
Northwestern.
Columbia gets it. Okay, what is the answer?
Fleming.
All right, you're right. 10 more points for Columbia. Okay, now this one might require a small pencil and paper. So are you ready now, Columbia, with your pencil and paper? It's really a matter of simple addition and division, but you must call on your fund of information to get the right numbers. Are you all set?
Ready.
Okay. Take the number of tails in the Arabian Nights. Add the number of gables in Hawthorne's famous house. Divide by the number of characters in the four-poster. And for 5 points, give me the correct numerical answer.
We have it.
All right.
Columbia.
What is it, Columbia?
This is Howard Falberg, and the answer is 504.
All right, Howard, you're right for 5 points. Now, you tell me how you got it. Atta boy. Okay. Howard, how did you get 504? You got it right.
Well, there were 1,001 tales in the Arabian Nights,
right,
and 7 gables in Hawthorne's book.
Yeah.
Divide by 2, you get 504.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay, now, before we get along to our third toss-up question for the night, let's find out how the stakes are in this new quiz game. Roger?
Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. The winning team returns to meet a new team the following week. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now with the score, Columbia 35, Northwestern hasn't scratched yet. We go back to a toss-up question.
Okay.
Remember, the team answering it correctly gets a chance at the bonus question, Alan.
Okay, Roger, I'm just a little eager here. Okay, now, you there, Northwestern?
We're here.
Any English majors out in Northwestern? Greg Shuker, what are you?
I'm in journalism school. I have an English major in journalism school.
You have an English major in journalism school. Did you ever take a course in Shakespeare?
Yes, I did last year.
Anybody in Columbia ever take a course in Shakespeare?
Yeah, Joe Ishii did.
Oh, yeah, all right, then this one ought to be a pretty tight one. So get ready. We're going to listen for the first signal. For 10 points, I'm going to read you a famous line from Shakespeare, and I want you to give me the line that follows it. The quality of mercy is not strange.
Northwestern.
Northwestern got it first.
Ruth Feldman.
All right, Ruth.
It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven.
All right, for 5 more points, Ruth, what play is that from?
Portia says it. It's in The Merchant of Venice.
Oh, that's all right. 5 more points for Northwestern, and you get there for a bonus question. Now, here we go with something that's a little different. I'm going to read you some election slogans. You'll get 5 points for telling me the presidential candidate involved in the election race in which this slogan was used. All right, for 5 points, the first slogan, he kept us out of war.
Northwestern.
Northwestern, it's your ball, it's your
Ruth question. Feldman again.
All right. I believe that was Wilson, wasn't it?
You're so right for 5 points. Here's another slogan, Tippecanoe and Tyler too. Tippecanoe.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Well, that's Tyler.
Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. No?
Also Harrison.
Harrison, yeah.
Oh, she got it. Ruth got that one. 25 points for Northwestern. It was William Henry Harrison, a Whig, in his campaign of 1840, running against Martin Van Buren, a Democrat. Harrison was the hero of the Battle of Tippecanoe. You knew all that, of course, Ruth.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, of course. Say, Ruth, well, I'll talk to you later. Here's another slogan. Rum, Romanism, and Rebellion. What political campaign, what presidential campaign was that slogan a factor? Ruth?
No.
Greg?
No.
Sugar?
No.
Plout?
No sale.
No sale in Northwestern. I'll tell you, it was used by some of James Blaine, Republican supporters, against Grover Cleveland, the Democrat, in 1884. Incidentally, Cleveland won that. Okay, then. You got 2 out of the 3 there, and we're going back now to get the score and the time. What's the score, Roger?
Well, the score at the present, Alan, is Columbia 35, Northwestern 25, with 20 minutes to go. And may I remind you again that the winning team will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college, plus an opportunity to return to the College Quiz Bowl next week to compete against Wesleyan University of Middletown, Connecticut.
Okay, now, for 10 points, here is a toss-up question. For 10 points, tell me, who were the famous Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside?
Northwestern.
Wait just a minute. Did you get that? They got it before I was through with the question. Columbia came in first?
No, I'm sure we did.
All right, Columbia came in first.
Let's arbitrate this one.
Mr. McGregor says Columbia came in first before I even finished the question, which is okay in this case. Will you give us it to Columbia, Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside?
This is Bill May speaking. Okay. Mr. Outside was Glenn Davis, and Mr. Inside was Doc Blanchard.
All right, that's right. Okay, for what team?
For Army.
What Army? What Army? That's a good question. Okay, Columbia, I've got a question here for you. This question is intimately associated with Northwestern University's history. And there's a gentleman out there in their history who is a very famous physician, an educator, who in addition to being the founder of Northwestern, is remembered as a builder of railroads and as a territorial governor of Colorado during the administration of Abraham Lincoln. A town in Illinois which he helped to found bears his name. Now, Columbia, for 10 points, I want you to give me his full name.
Could that be Governor Evans, who is the territorial governor of Colorado?
Yes, that's right. Governor John Evans. Dr. John Evans. Who is that, Gale?
No, this is Howard Falbury.
Oh, Howard Falbury.
I spent my summer in Colorado.
Oh, you did? What town in Colorado?
Central City.
Well, I hope somebody in Central City is listening to you right now. For spending your summer out there, you just got 10 more points for Columbia. Good. Okay, here's a toss-up question, and it's a good one. Are you ready, Northwestern?
Ready.
Is everybody there? Anybody there besides Feldman? Shooker, are you there?
Right here.
Okay, this ought to be a good one for you. Let's see. Paul, this ought to be a good one for you. What's your major?
Econ.
Econ. That's a college talk for economics, right?
Right.
Okay. Here, listen to this. This has something to do with current history. The constant fighting in Indochina has kept it in the headlines for the past 7 years. Now, for 10 points, I want you to name the three associated states of Indochina.
Northwestern.
Okay, Northwestern.
Virginia Landwehr.
Well, Virginia, good to hear from you.
Good to be here.
Okay.
The three countries are Cambodia.
Go ahead. You can help her on her.
Vietnam and Laos or Laos.
All right. 10 more points for Columbia. 10 points for Northwestern. Now, I'm going to play a portion of three musical compositions. Listen very carefully. Each of these compositions has the name of a city in its title. You're going to get 5 points if you name the right city. Here's the first one. Anybody at Northwestern? Can
sounds like something by Bach, but I don't know what it is.
You're right, but what's the city in the title? Okay. The city in that title is Brandenburg. It's Bach's Brandenburg Concerto, Brandenburg, Germany. All right, listen to this one and see if you can name the city in this title.
Is that Memphis Blues?
That's so right. Who is that, Shooker?
Yeah, right.
Boy, you ought to know that. You're not too far from Memphis. Where's your home?
Charleston, West Virginia.
You ever been to Memphis?
Yeah, once. Just through there real quick.
Oh, I see. But well enough to remember this, too. Now, you got 5 points. Now, can you name the city in this composition? Tell you that those are the opening moments, the opening notes in Mozart's very famous 38th symphony known as the Prague. Prague, Czechoslovakia, Prague, Bohemia. You recognize it now? Okay, let's go back to a toss-up question. Here's one you ought to remember, some of you. Very recently, a very famous personality in the singing world died in New York. He was known as the Golden Voice of Radio, and he was one of the most beloved tenors of all time. For 10 points, I'd like to have you give me his name. No takers? His name is Frank Munn. Frank Munn. Died at the age of 58. Was born in the Bronx. Bronx, that's your hometown, Fallberg. Where are you, boy?
No!
Okay, here's another toss-up question. Wiley T. Buchanan. Wiley T. Buchanan is a newly appointed ambassador. Now, for 10 points, can you name the country of his assignment and the person he replaced? Oh, you ought to know that. The hostess with the mostest on the ball, Pearl Mesta, has been replaced by Wiley Buchanan as an ambassador to Luxembourg. Here's one. For 10 points, will you complete this quotation? The moving finger writes.
Columbia.
And having... okay, Columbia. Finish the quotation. I will read this
one. I thought we had to finish the quotation first.
Right.
All right, I will finish the quotation. Is that disqualified? All right, that disqualified it. You spoke too soon. You must, in all cases, wait for me to finish the quotation. I'll get you another one right here in just a moment. Here's one with a quotation, and if you don't finish it, but you identify it. Tell me, what famous humorist said? Ah, yes, I wrote The Purple Cow. I'm sorry now I wrote it, but I can tell you anyhow, I'll kill you if you quote it. Who wrote that? You don't know?
Northwestern. Virginia Landwehr.
We'll take a guess. Ogden Nash?
No, but it must say it sounds like Ogden Nash. Yeah, yeah. It was Gillette Burgess, the gentleman who preceded Mr. Nash. Okay, here's a sports question for you. For 10 points, what did a man named Elmke lose last week and under what circumstance?
Northwestern. Greg Shooker.
Greg.
Strikeout record in the World Series.
Okay, that's right. Whose record did... Who took his record away from him?
I don't remember.
Erskine.
Okay. Well, you got 10 points for that, and for that you get now the bonus question. Now, for 5 points each, listen very carefully. For 5 points each, Northwestern, I want you to tell me the following stories and authors which deal with the growing pains of adolescent boys. A novel about a teenager named William Baxter who unsuccessfully pursues a beautiful young lady visitor to his town. Northwestern.
17, isn't it?
17, Ruth.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who wrote it, Ruth? Ruth Tyson.
Ruth Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay, 5 more points. Here's 5 more points for you if you can identify the novel written in the past 2 years about a teenage boy named Holden, whose ambition in life is to stand by the edge of a cliff and protect small boys playing baseball from falling off.
Catcher in the Rye.
Okay, Virginia Landwehr, right?
Right.
Catcher in the Rye, 5 more points for Northwestern. All right, identify this. A new Broadway play dealing with the problems of a teenager named Spencer Scott. A new Broadway play. Currently running in New York, open to wonderful reviews.
That's Hal Joey, isn't it?
You would hardly Okay, that is a play called Take a Giant Step by Lewis Peterson. All right, here is an Irish novel. An Irish novel for 5 points. Identify this. An Irish novel about a young boy named Stephen who decides at the end of the book to leave Ireland in order to understand beauty and art.
Greg Shooker.
Well, that's Joyce's Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man.
That's right. 5 more points. Okay, what's the score, Roger?
Well, at this point, Alan, the score is reversed a little bit because Northwestern now leads Columbia. Northwestern 65, Columbia 50, with 11 minutes to go.
Okay, with 11 minutes to go, huh? All right, Columbia, you're only 15 points behind. Are you ready, Northwestern? You ready, Columbia?
We're ready,
sir.
Okay, for 10 points now, will you give me the name of the ship Columbus commanded when he set sail in 1492.
Northwestern.
Northwestern, I heard you first.
Ruth Feldman.
The Santa Maria.
Ruth, the Santa Maria. Ruth, you know, you're getting so many. Were you a quiz kid?
Yes, I was.
You were. What was your name when you were a quiz kid?
Ruthie Duskin.
Ruthie Duskin. How many years ago was that?
Well, I got off the show about 3 years ago.
I see, but Feldman now is what? Your married name?
That's right.
When were you married?
In June.
In June. Well, I'm sure a lot of your old quiz kid friends will be glad to hear from you. Okay, now here is a music question, Northwestern. I want you to listen to this music. After it fades, I will give you 5 points if you can identify the song, its composer, and the show for which it was written.
My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill.
Okay, can
Ruth
you get
Feldman.
All right, Ruth.
Well, what were we supposed to give you again? The name of
the
song?
The song, its composer, and the show for which it was written.
Well, the show, I believe, is New Faces, isn't it?
No, Ruthie. Joe Kelly would be ashamed of you. Okay, I'll give you the name of the show. It was Carousel. The song is called The Soliloquy. And the composer was Richard Rodgers.
Columbia, ma'am.
Columbia. Well, you just spoiled one of my questions, boy. Okay, now, if I give you 5 points...
You goof.
For 5 points, I'll give you 5 points if you'll tell me who was singing it in that recording. Anybody in Northwestern can identify that singer?
Nobody here, Alan.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's right. For 5 points. Virginia.
Virginia came in already.
You got 5 points on that. Now, here's something. If you will give me every single one of the 6 musical plays written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, I'll give you 20 points. 20 points. But you've got to name all 6. Are you ready, Northwestern?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Oklahoma first.
Right.
South Pacific.
Right.
Carousel. The King and I.
Right.
Carousel.
Right.
Oh, we got 2 to go.
Me and Juliet.
Right.
Annie, get your gun. No, that's Irving Berlin. Excuse me.
2 seconds. That's all. You missed the 20 points by forgetting the third show written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, Allegro. Oh, don't you wish you had that Columbia?
No.
Okay, here we go back to a toss-up question. First of all, let's find out what the score in time is, Roger.
Right now, Alan, the score is Northwestern 80 points, Columbia 50 points, and we have 8 minutes to go.
Okay, 8 minutes. Here we go with a toss-up question. Listen very carefully. According to Anglican law, if the sparrow signed a confession that he had killed Cock Robin, would he be guilty?
Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Well, it has to be either yes or no, and I'll guess no.
You're right. All right. What happened to all those
crazy
3 law boys? Why would it be no, Ruth?
Well, probably because a person can't say anything that will tempt to incriminate against himself, wouldn't it be?
No.
Something like that?
Until his guilt had been proven, would he be guilty? He would not be guilty until his guilt had been proven. Okay, I'm going to ask you something about Columbia here, Ruth. Not just me.
Okay.
I beg your pardon. I'm asking the whole Northwestern team. Now, get ready. There are 2 very famous Columbia alumni whose portraits are seen every day by millions of Americans. One has his picture on a $10 bill, and the other has his picture on the tax stamp on every package of cigarettes. Now, for 10 points, give me both names.
Hamilton is one.
Well, the Clinton is the other one.
And Clinton is the other. That's 10 points. That's right. Okay, here we go back to a toss-up question. 10 points. 10 points. Gentleman Jim made history in the pugilistic world. Give me Gentleman Jim's full
Columbia.
Name.
Columbia.
Jim Corbett.
Jim Corbett. You're so right. 10 points for Columbia. And for that, you get one of my little favorites here, one of my little mathematical questions. Get your pencil and paper ready. You had the last one, didn't you, Columbia?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to get 10 points if you give me the right numerical answer. Take the number of electoral votes cast in the last presidential election. Add the number of Supreme Court justices. And subtract the number of United States senators. And give me the correct numerical answer now for 10 points. Now.
All
right. Okay. You're too late. And we're going on to a toss-up question. The correct answer there would have been 444.
Yeah.
531 electoral votes, 9 Supreme Court justices, 504 equals 540, subtract 96 senators, and you get 444. Is that what you had?
We had it.
Oh, you only had it. All right, here's a toss-up question. 10 points. If you can give me the name and native country of the Communist United Nations delegate who sought asylum in the United States a few weeks ago.
Northwestern.
Okay, Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
Well, it's Poland. It's his country.
Yes, and his name.
The name do I have? Let me see. Is anyone else?
Anybody on the team know?
Doesn't it begin with a J?
No.
Something?
No.
Got to have his name? Okay. Hey, I'm sorry, the name is Dr. Merrick Stanislaw Korowicz. Poland.
Of course.
I missed that. Okay, will you give us the score, Roger Tuttle?
Right now, the score, Alan, is Northwestern 100 points. Columbia is trailing by 40 at 60 points, and we have 4.5 minutes to go.
Okay, for 10 points, complete this quotation. You ready? Tarquin and Caesar each had his Brutus. Charles the First, his Cromwell, and George the Third, they profit by their example. What is the next line in this very famous quote?
Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
I believe that if that be treason, make the most of it.
Ruth, you're so right. Sure. Kelly would be proud of you. If this be treason, make the most of it. Patrick Henry's famous speech on the Stamp Act. Okay, now the next question is yours, and it's going to be another music question. Okay, we have 2 minutes left to go. Here's the music question. I'm going to play you a portion of a recording, and I'm going to ask you to identify the singer. She is no longer living. That is your only clue. Okay, now, Northwestern, if you can tell me who that singer is for 20 points, I'll give you 20 points if you can tell me her name.
Greg Shooker wants to take a shot.
Is it Gallicurchy?
No. All right, now you'll get 15 points if you can identify her after this clue. She made her debut in Brussels, Belgium, as Gilda in Rigoletto in 1887. In 1925, she wrote an autobiography entitled Melodies and Memories.
Would it be Melba?
It would be Melba for 15 points. Who is that, Shooker?
Yeah.
Good boy. All right. What's the score in time, Roger Tuttle?
Right now, the score, Alan, is Northwestern 125 points, Columbia 60 points, and we have approximately 1 minute to go.
All right. Here's a quick one. In a very well-known popular song, who wore herring boxes for shoes?
Northwestern. Frank Plout.
I guess Clementine this time.
You'd guess right for 10 points.
What'd you do, Frank? Just play a hunch?
Just play a hunch.
Okay, now I'm going to give you 5 points if you can identify at least 5 of the Broadway plays in which the following stars are now appearing. Deborah Carr.
We goof.
Rosalind Russell.
Tell him for blonde.
Tom Ewell. Okay, you missed it on
seven
that
one. 7-year itch on the third one.
How's our time?
Got about 30 seconds to go, Alan.
Okay, we have time for one more quick toss-up question. And hold on, Columbia. Hold on, Northwestern. For 10 points, name the noted sports personality who was called Little Miss Poker Face. Little Miss Poker Face. Can nobody take it?
Northwestern. Ruth Feldman.
No. I was a golfer, but I can't remember her name.
It was a golfer? No, it was a tennis player. Her name is Helen Wills Moody, and now, Roger...
Alan, I'm afraid that's all the time we have. That was the last question in this first game to be played here in the College Quiz Bowl. And the final score stands 60 points for Columbia and 135 points for Northwestern, the winner. And for fielding the winning team tonight, Northwestern University will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And those varsity scholars from Northwestern will return next week to compete in this new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Wesleyan University, Middletown, Connecticut. To each member of the Columbia team, it is our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Now here again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludman.
Okay, I want to congratulate Northwestern University and, of course, to Columbia College. I want to tell all you four boys, Joe Wishy, Bill Scales, Bill May, and Howard Fallberg, you did a wonderful job. Next week, Northwestern meets Wesleyan University. And in the weeks to follow, we'll have varsity scholars from Tulane University, University of Minnesota, and outstanding colleges and universities all over the nation. Be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying, see you tomorrow on Weekend, and goodbye now.
Your studio referees were Charles Chan of station WMAQ in Chicago and Bill Hanrahan of WNBC in New York. College Quiz Bowl was originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking. This has been an NBC Radio Network production. This is the NBC Radio Network.